Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for John Bell, his friends, and his family. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber, and even a fan, by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, I ask you, what in the world? John Bell, the voice of reason, was invited to be our special guest today to help us all try to make sense and cope with a world fraught with danger and insanity. What in the world is going on? What in the world can we do about it? What in the world will give us comfort and peace of mind? We have to stop the insanity and create peace and harmony. John Bell, we ask you, please make some sense out of the senseless. You are, after all, the voice of reason. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Joyce. Well, I think the first thing we ought to do is to define our terms. For example, I think the title you kind of gave to the show, What in the World, is part of a phrase that we hear from time to time throughout our world. Statements like, "What's going on? What's the world coming to? What's going? Why is there so many terrible things all going
on
at the same time?"
John, excuse me. For some reason, you're going in and out. Are you in a stable place?
No, I'm not. Well, let me try again. Do you hear me consistently now?
Yeah, we've got most of it, but every fourth word is being silent. So take two.
Okay.
That never happened before when you're on with us.
Are you ready?
Yes, of course.
Okay. What I'd like to do is to begin by defining the terms, what we're going to be talking about this morning.
John, it's still
the
happening.
The expression, what's the world?
I'm just wondering, you want to go to another place or
do
another...
Do you want me to call you back?
Yes, I think so. It's going in and out again.
All right, let me try calling you back. Hold on. Bye.
All right, while you're doing that, here's some music. Okay, we're awaiting the one, the only John Bell, and hopefully he should be joining us shortly. This never happened before, so bear with us, folks. It'll be a show worth waiting for. Folks, bear with us. We're having technical issues. As they say, there's a reason for everything. Have no idea what the reason is. Let's take to the one, the only, John Bell. You're on.
All right, Joyce. We're talking about what in the world is going on. Am I coming through clearly?
Very clear.
Very good. Okay. I wanted first to define that expression and why we use it. It's not something we use every day because of every little crisis that happens. It appears to surface whenever we've had a series of crises together, earthquakes, major storms, wars, descriptions of wars, massive killings like what took place in Las Vegas the other day. I think those things pile one upon another, and they make people starting to question what in the world is going on. And there are a number of approaches to it. One is, I'm sure as you know, that there is the religious contention that we are in what they call the end times, that the world is literally coming to an end in a biblical sense. And the Bible predicts, for example, in 2 Timothy, it says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." And in Genesis 6:5, they say, God looked down on the earth and was grieved by what he saw. So there are a lot of people who, from a religious viewpoint, are convinced that we are in what is called the end times, that the world is about to be destroyed, and we are going to enter a whole new era, a whole new spiritual era. That's number one. There are other people who see these crises as world economic crises, where the dollar is failing and banks are closing and all the rest. Fortunately, in this particular series of crises, we don't have an economic crisis of that scale. Our economy is doing pretty well. And in fact, the economies around the world, while some are struggling, are doing pretty well. So that is not what is feeding this kind of concern. What is a series of natural disasters combined with a series of individuals acting out to do terrorist activities, to kill large numbers of people, to blow up and bomb and destroy. And that has created a sense in that people are coming to us and saying, what's going on in the world? We can't even leave our house without being killed at a concert, without being destroyed by a hurricane, without being caught up in an earthquake or something of major destruction. The sense that we are being set upon by a series of negative things create this sense of what is going on and what's going on. That's what we're going to be dealing with this morning, I assume.
And it gets scarier and scarier. So is there any way us, our neighbors, our friends, you never know where the disaster, any disaster is going to strike next.
Well, one of the things I'd like to do this morning is to break this problem in half. For example, there are things that we should do in times of crisis like this. There are also things we should not do in times of crisis like this. So let's begin with the things we shouldn't do first. The first thing that I'm going to suggest is that we shouldn't panic. I don't think the world is coming to an end. I think we're facing a whole series of natural disasters which have everyone on edge, and we're also beset by these terroristic activities, individuals acting out in ways that are in a sense insane, killing other human beings, and we've got a whole spate of that going on in the last couple of years. But the first thing I suggest is that we don't panic, because panic makes us make irrational decisions. It produces a kind of hysteria where people start doing things they would never do before, acting in ways that are inconsistent with logic and reason and good sense. So I'm saying that what we need to do first is to look at all that's going on and not panic. Begin to understand that we can get our arms around this, and if we're careful and thoughtful, we can deal with all of these crises. That's number one. The second thing I'm going to suggest is that we don't quit what we're doing. For example, a lot of people in the last couple of days, I imagine, are running to the stock market or running to their banks and withdrawing all their money and hiding it under their bed or whatever the case may be, because they're concerned that the world is about to go into a major destructive period and they want to protect themselves against what they see going on, for example, in Puerto Rico, where ATM machines are closing down and banks don't have sufficient cash to supply people with that. People are rushing off to supermarkets to stock up their rolls and all those kinds of things because of the fear that we may run out of food or we may run out of water. Those are all legitimate concerns, but they get worsened by any degree of panic or hysteria. And so I hope this morning one of the things we can do is to allay some of the fear that's growing out of all of these things that are going on. We don't want to panic. We don't want to quit our normal behavior patterns if we can. The surest way to create a kind of worldwide panic or to make this become a more serious problem is for everybody to panic. And then we lose control. And unfortunately, I don't think we have the kind of leadership in the world now that will be able to stabilize things and maintain some degree of sanity, especially here in the U.S. So we don't want to panic. We don't want to quit the normal activities of our lives. The third thing we do in a crisis like this, and what's the world coming to, is we start looking around for who to blame. And that can be a very unproductive thing to do. Who to blame is not the real problem right now. The real problem right now is what can we do to ameliorate and solve some of these problems. What should we be doing in Puerto Rico to help the 3.5 million people there who are in dire need of major aid from the homeland? What can we do in Texas and in Louisiana and Florida to make sure that everybody there is getting the help that they need, the medical supplies, the food, the water, the communication systems? All of those things need to be addressed. And we need to be busy about doing those things in a way that allows us to guarantee that that something is going to be productive, something's coming out of it. Can you still hear me, Joyce? Joyce? Oh, my God. Hello?